Madison's new pilot program at four farmers markets underscores the link between diet and health, not to mention the lengths healthcare providers are willing to go so that people eat better. Here's how it'll work. Starting in August, three Madison hospitals and one insurance company will pay for half of what people in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, buy at farmers markets. Madison's Food and Alcohol Policy Coordinator Mark Wolf says the city approached healthcare providers with the idea.
We wanted to provide some sort of incentive. I think it comes at a great time when there's so much uncertainty at the federal level with SNAP. So if we can make a small step forward this year, demonstrate that people are willing to go and shop and use their SNAP at farmers markets, then hopefully we're able to scale up the program.
The intent of the program is to get SNAP users to buy and eat more fruits and vegetables. A survey by the Community Action Coalition indicates they were more likely to do so if farmers markets accepted the food stamp debit card known as Quest. But Wolf says the additional donated dollars don't have any nutritional strings attached.
I don't think it's a bad thing if a couple of the matching dollars are used for pastry, if the rest of the dollars are being used for healthy, fresh items.
SNAP users can get up to $30 worth of goods each time they go. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.